This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We extend God's richest blessings to you from the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's service will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us. When the burden of guilt is lifted from your soul, there will be peace and joy in your life. That's what we're going to talk about in the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for that word. That word, O God, that speaks to us so personally, sometimes to cause us to be very, very concerned about who we are. That word that also presents to us the Lord Jesus Christ, who has made it very clear that while we are yet sinners, he came to die for us. Today, as we listen to the testimony of another person, we pray that your Holy Spirit will take her life, use it, and guide us into the depths of your truth. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends in Christ, during the last 5 months, I have been preaching on some of the scripture verses that have had real special meaning in my life. The emphasis has been on the importance of having call-up verses which come to mind when we need special guidance and encouragement in our difficult hours. Today I am using a verse that is very dear to Crystal, who works in our Christian Crusaders office. Christian Crusaders is happy to have this person together with all others who make this such a joyous place to work. But let's listen to what she has to say. The Bible verse that most often comes to my mind, my daily reference, is Psalm 32, especially verses 1 and 2, which read, and this is our text, "Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is a man whose sin the Lord does not count against him." And then Crystal goes on to say, "While these are my two favorite verses, I love the entire psalm because I have long had a tendency to believe that the Lord's hand is heavy upon me. This is, I think, a result of my being abandoned as a child by my biological father, who left my mother with three small children. I was the oldest and for some reason felt responsible for the marital breakup, and the Lord was punishing me for my misdeeds as a little girl by making me not good enough to have a father who loved me." This is what Crystal wrote. I visited with her just a little bit about that, and she told me, you know, it's a very common feeling for people my age who come from divorced homes to think that they had something to do, even as a little child, with that divorce. I asked her if she thought that were true today, and she was not quite sure, but she thought it could be. Just stop and think of it. Little children carrying around a guilt because they felt they were responsible for mom and dad's divorce. I asked her why somebody didn't tell her that this was not the case at all and she did not have any contribution to that divorce. She said, "I never told anybody. I kept it inside me. That was just a secret for me, but oh, I didn't like it." Then I later believed that I experienced the Lord's anger again. God gave me a wonderful stepfather and a loving family. We were a happy group, and I had the privilege to continue my education after high school, and I chose to become a parish worker in the church. This school that I attended was only about 50 miles from home, and I saw my family often. However, in our studies, we were taught that the Lord would give us an opportunity to serve him in some unknown place when we had completed the course. This would be a call from God and should be taken seriously. The day came that I got my call. It was from Iowa, several hundred miles away from my home and my loving family. I obediently accepted this call, but was dreadfully homesick. Again, I felt God was showing his anger with me. It was during this time that I finally surrendered my life to the Lord, and I found peace in the words of this psalm. Psalm 32, Crystal goes on to tell us, is not a lesson on cheap grace. Live like you want to, just say you're sorry and think the Lord has forgiven you. She writes, "This psalm is not a feel-good, then excuse all my sins simply because God loves me and is a good guy sentiment. We must confess our sins," she says, "and receive his forgiveness. Though I know now," Crystal writes, "as an adult, that my guilt in this situation as a young Christian was misplaced. But this martyrdom carries over to other parts of my life even today. However, Psalm 32 has given me the answer to my sins and lets me know that when I do sin and the Lord is angry with me, he has promised to rescue me from the deep waters that arise around me. In fact, he is our hiding place and surrounds us with songs of deliverance. But we must bear our souls to the Lord. We must confess them
and surrender ourselves to His will. And then Crystal finishes by saying, the last part of this psalm tells me that I must surrender my will to the Lord after He has forgiven me and rescued me from evil. He will lead us and guide us in the way of understanding. It even has a bit of humor, as it warns us not to be like the horse or mule who must be controlled by a bit and bridle. The last verse says, all you who are upright, rejoice. Rejoice and praise the Lord. This obviously is a celebration. Psalm 32 contains law, gospel, and sanctification. To me, it sums up the message of the entire Bible and has a wonderful relevance to our lives. My opinion of this chapter is that the Lord wrote it with me specifically in mind. It is His special gift to me. How personal, friend. That's what I mean we need some of these call-up verses. That when this guilt is destroying us or whatever the sin might be, we can call up God and let Him tell us what to do. And according to Crystal's testimony, many, many times in her life, she has had to turn to Psalm 32 and learn that the Lord has taken away her sins and now get on with it and share the gospel with others. As we sat and visited about this beautiful statement of faith that Crystal had made, I came up with some thoughts, and she has given me the permission to share them with you. Crystal talks a great deal about the burden of unconfessed sins. But long before Crystal talked about this, none other than King David has much to say. You remember he had committed a sin with Bathsheba, had her husband Uriah killed, and this was in his soul. He says, when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. He couldn't eat. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped up as in the heat of summer. But then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. That, my friend, is law and gospel. That is the very heart, the very core of the Christian faith. When she was a little girl, Crystal thought she had some responsibility for the marital breakup. That is what you would call false guilt. That was not true. But here was a guilt. She said, as I grew up, got older, went off to school, was in my work, I for some reason could not forgive my father for leaving us. Now, I think that the human being would say, well, don't worry about that. That's a natural response. Your father should never have done that. But her Christian counselors said to her, Crystal, before there is peace, you will have to forgive him. Unconfessed sin cannot bring peace and joy. This does not mean that we have to like that person. It does not mean that we have to condone what he did. It does not mean that we seek him out to have fellowship with him. It simply means that in spite of all of what he has done, the Lord who could forgive him is also asking me to forgive him. And if that unconfessed sin continues in our lives, there is no peace nor joy. I wonder if that is not where some of us are today. Crystal talks quite a bit about the Lord's hand is heavy upon her. Isn't that true? Because when we try to hide our sins, file them, store them up, and rationalize why we cannot forgive the sins of others, God is still there saying, you have to. Again, to be repetitions, not until we forgive others can there be peace. Crystal puts a great deal of emphasis on law and gospel. That shows that she has a good biblical understanding. She was trained, worked for a long time in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And that church has had a great, great emphasis, of which I appreciate a great deal, on the law and the gospel. God can be an angry God. You can't read through the whole Old Testament and parts of the New Testament too without realizing that there is such a thing as the wrath of God. Now we frown on that teaching today. We try to take that whole thought out of our Sunday school literature. I imagine it is because some would say from the standpoint of psychology, that is not good. And we have come so far in our maturity, they say, that we cannot talk about scaring people into the kingdom of God. The point is not to scare the people into the kingdom of God. The point is to say that we have a righteous God, and you and I cannot sin day in and day out and not be repentant of it and ask him for forgiveness. Surely every day there will be some sins that will come into our lives. That's who we are. But unless there is a state of repentance, I'm sorry, Father, forgive me. Give me the grace to overcome them. There is no forgiveness. And let us not be overwhelmed with this thought that we're not to talk that way from our pulpits. And if we're to make everything so appealing that no one will stay away because they're frightened out of it or don't like the emphasis of it. Our emphasis is what is found in the Word of God, and that's where we have to stand if we want God to bless us. When God had convicted Crystal of her sin, and she came to the throne of grace, even after she was a parish worker, it was then that she experienced the joy and the peace of his forgiveness. Listen to this. This woman says, Psalm 32 has given me the answer to my sins and lets me know that when I do sin and the Lord is angry with me, he is also the Father who has promised to forgive me. What an understanding of the faith. The peace then comes, and that's my second point, when we learn what it is to be forgiven. Then we are restored into fellowship with God and with the person with whom we have been in conflict. Then I can look to my Heavenly Father and say, thank you for erasing that sin from my life. And then I can even sit down and drink a cup of coffee with that person who at one time I practically hated, and talk about the wind and the weather and the family and some of these things, and then see if the Holy Spirit leads us closer to one another. But we will not force that, because I cannot believe that God expects us to just like everyone. I don't want to go on a picnic with everyone, but I am not to have any hatred towards them. That particular spirit has lit up Crystal's life, and she is lighting up the lives of many people. I listen to her voice on the telephone when people call in. I notice her face when she is talking to someone, that big smile. That's the gospel that has forgiven her, and now she's anxious to give it to others. The third point that I would like to make is that we are then to take this gift and share it with others. The Christian witness that really counts today is not one that supposedly runs around giving everybody all kinds of advice and 100 new rules And you got to do this and you got to do that. And you can't do this and you can't do that. But it is that gospel that has been touched by Jesus Christ, and we're just anxious to go out and share it with the people in this world who still live in darkness. To share the gospel and lead others to Jesus Christ is our purpose. Listen to this. Here again, the psalmist says that God has said to him, I will instruct you and I will teach you in the way that you shall go. I will counsel you and I'll watch over you. See, that's the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Back in her testimony, Crystal said the 32nd Psalm deals with law and gospel and sanctification. And sanctification is that life that we live after we have been redeemed by Jesus Christ. Could it be, friend, that some of the reason that we have not been doing as much as we realize that we should have done, with many of these people who need Christ so badly, is it because we don't really have too much to share? We don't have a peace within our own heart. Come to Christ. Come to Him. And He will grant you forgiveness. And He will direct you and guide you and lead you to where He wants you to go and what you should do. What a joy when a person sees God not as an impersonal deity who is a God of wrath, who is really angry, and probably would say to a little girl of 8 years of age, the reason that your father and mother divorced is because of you. No. But the God who, like a loving heavenly Father, is firm. And when He saw that little girl become 18 years of age and 20 years of age and 22 years of age and still knew that there was a bitterness there, He said to her in His word, and He said to her through others, Crystal, you have to forgive. Then He empowered her to do it. Now it was not that impersonal, angry God, but it was that Heavenly Father working through law and gospel to say to that child and that young person, look, you want a rich and full life. You need to have that soul unburdened. So come with your sins to me. His children will be anxious to forgive others when they come to Him in repentance and faith. Psalm 32 is a part of the Bible we really need on a daily basis. I hope it can mean as much to you as it means to Crystal. Amen.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all, surrender.
I surrender, Lord, I give.
Father, we thank you for what your word tells us. But we especially are excited when we see that that word can jump out of theoretical form and become a living truth, a living dynamic in the life of a person. We thank you for what that word did for David, and the promise of forgiveness that was his in you. But we thank you almost more for the dynamic of that word in the life of Crystal and the many other Crystals, including ourselves, who walk around in this world and really needs a Savior. And that Savior has come, and they have received him, and they are yours. Continue to bless us. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. May today's gospel message comfort and guide you as you walk in fellowship with the Lord. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the gifts of our listening audience. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of our ministry. Please consider a final gift to your favorite ministries as a part of your estate planning. We thank each of you for your gifts and prayers. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. We are also offering audio and video copies of our 70th anniversary event held on September 10th of this year. If you wish, a gift of $5 will cover production and mailing costs. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Waterloo Cedar Falls, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, radio pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 71st year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.